Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Moment I've been waiting on. And my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations. Full of desire. Oh, oh. I just want it so bad. You know?
Oh, baby.
And it just seems so real. It's right there. Just want to reach out and touch it. For it all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. It won't be too long.
Now the tide is coming in, I see the waves flowing. Out there on the ocean, I know my ship is coming in. Just at the horizon, and right where the sky ends.
It's out there on the ocean, I know my ship is coming in. So don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas. I will even go wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me out. It's just enough for you to come around. Now
the tide is coming in, I see the waves flow. Out there on the ocean, I know my ship is coming in.
Coming in.
Right where the sky ends.
listening to the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You are now listening to the voice of the nation, the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest blessing and mercy that could be granted to any people at any time and any place in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about a man with no peer in the second self of God, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all, in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. In this edition of the Star and Crescent Report, we're talking about these perilous times. Before we go into the show, there was a question asked to me from one of our emailers, and he said he was going through some things with the Arabs, and he wanted to know that he heard on one of the previous shows that in the Quran it taught about shaving your hair, coming into the sacred mosque, shaving your hair and having your hair cut low. And he wanted to know exactly what it was. So I want to let him know that if you go to the chapter in the Holy Quran titled The Victory, verse 27 of the chapter of the Holy Quran, which is the 48th chapter, and it reads this. Well, we'll start at the 26th and we'll do 27. It reads like this. When those who disbelieve harbor disdain in their hearts and disdain of ignorance, but Allah sent down his tranquility on his messenger and on the believers and made them keep the word of observance of duty, and they were entitled to it and worthy of it, and Allah is ever knowing of all things. Allah indeed fulfilled the vision for his messenger with truth. You shall certainly enter the sacred mosque, if Allah please, in security, your head shaven and hair cut short, not fearing, but he knows what you know not. So he has ordained a near victory before that. See, this stuff is in the Holy Quran, and the Arabs missed the point of all of this. And you see them walking around with long hair and long beards, and it's right in the Holy Quran telling them not even to approach the sacred mosque unless their hair is cut short and they're clean shaven. Isn't that something? And they want to dictate to us who is a Muslim in the Holy Quran, this and this. You see, they, as the Bible tells us, they have corrupted their beliefs with their tradition, right? Through their tradition, they have nullified the word of God that is in your Bible, right? And that's what a lot of people have done, whether it be the Islamic faith or the Christian faith. They take their, over the years, what is passed down to them, even though the people who pass it down to them have no sense at all. They take that and they'll say, no matter what you show them, they'll say, well, I believe this way. Even though it is in their own holy scriptures, that, well, I believe that way. And this is the problem that we have in the Nation of Islam today. Because the final word of God comes from God through the mouth of his messenger. Not through the mouth of the ministers or the sisters, but through the mouth of the messenger. And the Quran teaches us that whenever a dispute arises between the believers, you are supposed to refer it to Allah and his what? Messenger. Not Allah and his ministers, even though the ministers are empowered once they follow the messenger to settle disputes, right? But people take it for granted. And so they nullify God's word. But this is to happen in these perilous times, right? Because we are living in a time at an apex, at a crossroad, where one world is dying and a new one is coming in. And the doctrine of the old world, the system of the old world, the thought of the old world, the culture of the old world must be pushed out completely for the new one to flourish. Whenever the gods bring in a new society, according to history, and you can look at this throughout the annals of history, whenever there's a new culture, a new society, a new order that comes in, when that new order, that new society, that new culture, that new ruler comes in, he wipes out the libraries. He wipes out the learning institutions. He wipes out all of that which the old civilization was predicated and maintained on, so that you cannot pattern after. So you only, when you search the ground and you search the earth and you search history, you only get bits and pieces of how that society once ruled, how that society did such and such, right? The same thing today. There's a new God, even though he's the old God. He's the old God of over 76 trillion years of history, yet he is a new God, untouched, unblemished by this old world of Satan. And he brings in a new doctrine, a new mind, a new school of thought to produce new actions that will build and produce a new world. These are perilous times that we are facing today. And the old world, the old mind, the old culture, the old thought, the old ways, and the old actions must be pushed out for the new to come in. And this is why we see war and the threat of war. We see dissatisfaction and anger. We see civil insurrection and riots. Because the people are fed up with an order that is dying, that has reached its limits, and is now imploding and engulfing itself. Don't the white man tell you that? We need a new system. We need a new order. We need this. But the thing is that they want to rule the new. And because they were not given that time in the new, they are preparing to destroy the new, even though they won't be successful, in the midst of one world dying and a new world coming in. You see them stockpiling their armies with weapons and weaponry. They are arming the sea and under the sea and on the land and in the air and even in the outer space with all types of weapons, yet claiming that they want to preserve peace and security. Well, weapons of war are not made for peace and security. And so it brings us face to face on an hourly and minute by minute basis with a showdown with those who shall rule and those who have ruled. Those who have ruled cannot go past the sixth, and we are in the morning or the dawn or the farad of the seventh day or the new day, the new year of the black man. And so those who were predicated on the number six in this day, and so they're fighting like hell, and they're stocking up weapons of war, and they're moving everywhere. Don't you see? They're talking about Russia. They're talking about America storing tanks and warplanes in caves and bunkers in Europe. Why? Why she ain't storing them up? Listen to me good. Have you ever thought about this? Why now is she building up her weaponry on the battlefield in Europe? And she says this is where she will confront Russia, right? This is what they're doing. Why? Haven't we taught that? That final thermonuclear war is going to take place in Europe. So America is moving weaponry and war weapons of destruction in Europe, right? But you say, well, she's moving them in Asia. She's making, that's right, because that's where she's going to be beat too. She's trying to prevent China from breaking free. But China has a little destiny that God gave them to fulfill, and that's to chase this white man down, just like he did our red Indian brother. And this is why you see the positioning. See, a lot of the people who are out there teaching the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings, they're not qualified. the messenger constantly teaches us, and Master Farad Muhammad gives us in the lessons, that you are supposed to qualify yourself for these positions. You are supposed to qualify yourself for the new world. And a lot of them just mimic or parrot that which is in the book, which is not a bad thing, but that's what the preachers do with the Bible. That's what the imams do with the Quran. They give you a superficial understanding of what is said and what is spoken, and you miss the theological heart and depths of what is supposed to be taught to the people. Muhammad says his teachings are universal, so we must look at them through a grander scale. And that way we can look and see everything that is unfolding and understand how it's happening and how it is going to unfold and what it means to you and me in our lives on a daily basis. We have to prove the teachings like this because we are now in these perilous times. These are dreadful days of the Lord, dreadful for the enemy, and they're great for you and I. According to Webster's dictionary, the word perilous is an adjective meaning full of danger. It comes from the root word peril, right? And the word peril means the possibility that you will be hurt or killed or that something unpleasant or bad will happen, something that is likely to cause injury, pain, harm, or loss, an exposure to the risk of being injured, destroyed, or lost, something that imperils or endangers, right? This is what the word peril or perilous means today, brothers and sisters, and that is why you are being warned constantly of the perilous time. And Muhammad, he is so in a rush for you to be saved that he says to you, and here we are with the Negroes again, in the midst of the show, the Negroes call. And see, this is what I'm saying, this is the mind of the devil. This is that devil mentality to disrupt the show. You understand what I'm saying? But you cannot... This show next month will be here 5 years by the grace of God. And you ought to know that you will not be able to take me off the subject that I'm on or be able to make me forget what I'm talking about. So, as I was saying, with these perilous times, brothers and sisters, the devil knows that he is in the, he's the man that belongs to the six. Knowing that he belongs to the six, he is causing hell and advocating total war because the system is imploding, right? You see it. Don't tell me that you can't see and understand what is going on because it is clear to all who have eyes. Even a blind brass monkey can see that this whole world is going up in smoke. There's war and the rattling of war and the rumors of war everywhere. Why? Because there's a need for change. The old ruler of the 6,000 years don't want to go nowhere. And the new ruler is setting up his throne and he's going to push him into the abyss of hell and destruction as the book teaches you. And America is justified in being removed because she has done nothing but cause war and dissatisfaction and destruction and instability. She always says she wants to keep the peace. But the peace that she wants to keep is the peace that belongs to you, not the P-E-A-C-E. They want to keep the P-I-E-S-E or S-E-S, the pieces of the land, money, and power that they have stole or usurped from you. That's the only peace they're trying to keep. Hell, how can you keep peace building weapons of war, deploying weapons of war, having counterintelligence programs to destabilize nations and kill citizens all around the globe? That's not peace. And then they still say, well, we're for peace. Have you seen America? Russia, pull your troops out of Ukraine now, telling Russia what to do on her own border with her own sister. And then goes right on TV and says, well, we don't need to get instruction. We don't need to get permission from President Assad of Syria to bomb Syria. And I have given, this is Obama, I have given my commanders the authority to conduct surveillance flights over Syria. Now, isn't that something? They say Russia has trampled over the sovereignty of Ukraine by sending humanitarian aid to the people in Ukraine, right? And America has not trampled over the sovereignty of Syria by violating every UN article and treaty about the sovereignty by sending drones and terrorists and weaponry over the airspace of Syria. You see the hypocrisy? She is a destabilizer. You don't know the depths of. That's why the messenger say these people are wicked to the core. And he says the American white man is the most wicked of all. Huh? You don't think so? Let us listen to a couple of little short clips, okay? And we'll see just how wicked this devil is in America, all right? And now, mind you, when we play these clips, remember that she's always pointing the finger at everybody else on instability, war, and the violation of human rights. And we just don't invade countries in the 21st century and then invaded all these other nations and has over 140-some countries occupied, right? And then she talks about keeping the peace and maintaining the sovereignty of states. But listen to this right here, okay?
Now, some U.S. officials have accused their government of undermining global health programs, and that's after revelations Washington has been secretly using an HIV prevention campaign in Cuba to foment political unrest there. The undercover operation run by USAID since 2009 has been unveiled by the Associated Press. And here's Ganesh to come with more.
It's no longer a secret that some of the U.S. government's aid programs have a dual purpose. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, known for overseeing billions of dollars in U.S. humanitarian aid, was dispatching Venezuelan, Costa Rican, and Peruvian young people to Cuba, hoping to provoke a revolution there. Young Latinos often posed as tourists. They traveled across the country and recruited people whom they believed they could turn into political activists. A former administrator with a Venezuelan organization who participated in this effort said there was no safety net for these inexperienced workers if they were caught by Cuban authorities. So the spying program involving the youth went on even after the scandalous arrest of Alan Gross in 2009, who worked as a subcontractor for USAID. He's now serving a 15-year sentence in Cuba. The U.S. trying to foment unrest in Cuba is nothing new, of course, but this latest investigation by the Associated Press reveals how humanitarian aid programs were used to that end, such as an HIV prevention workshop, which in memos obtained by the AP is labeled as, quote-unquote, the perfect excuse for the program's political goals. The U.S. government actually is not hiding the fact that some of their programs have a dual purpose. Speaking about this HIV workshop program, the USAID said, quote, it enabled support for Cuban civil society while providing a secondary benefit of addressing the desire Cubans expressed for information and training about HIV prevention.
When a U.S. State Department spokesperson, Jen Psaki, was asked about the revelations, she denied the USAID program had a mixed mission.
The first thing that people will ask them is, how do we know that you're not CIA?
Well, strengthening a civil society in empowering a civil society to be more capable is something that was the focus of this program, and that's, again, I think what's being communicated with any who have concerns.
Is the Secretary comfortable with this apparent mixing of missions?
We would disagree with that characterization.
An anti-war activist, Eugene Puryear, says Cubans are losing trust in NGOs because the U.S. has been using them to undermine the government.
Ultimately, it makes every single person, even people who have entirely positive motives, entirely altruistic motives, it makes it much more difficult for them to do their work from the point of view of, you know, not only the goodwill of governments, but the attitude of peoples. I mean, I think, quite frankly, in Cuba, people are very well informed about these sorts of things. They know that since 1960, there have been any number of U.S. efforts to overthrow the Cuban government, from assassinations to invasions to the promotion of terrorists based out of Miami. And so, you know, people who are trying to, or are coming in and offering aid, certainly the people of Cuba are not open to this form of manipulation in any large-scale way, and perhaps they will also be more wary of NGOs coming in, not themselves wanting to be manipulated by a foreign power. So it makes it much more difficult for aid providers to provide the aid, and it makes it much more difficult for those who are receiving the aid to really know that what they're getting is a true person-to-person contact that is for the good of the people, as opposed to potentially something where they're being used as pawns, which I think many people in Cuba and around the world, for that matter, are not interested in.
Now, according to Rob Schneider, the actor who played the gigolo or whatever, Rob Schneider, and you can go to the Hiram's 1555 blog and read, says he has absolute irrefutable evidence that the United States had been using drugs and using them on black children as guinea pigs and causing autism in them. This is the white actor. Go to the Hiram's 1555 blog and read it. said he has irrefutable proof that the government, the CDC, the Center for Disease and Control, was using vaccines to stop the situation after it happened and causing autism in black children. This is amazing, isn't it? Now, look at what happened in Libya. America says that they opened up the market. This is how they destabilized Libya. And they said, we promise that you'll be a part of the world community. And once Libya disbanded the weapons, they made contacts with disaffected people within the Libyan society and the Libyan government, and they fostered that to get intelligence. When they say intelligence on the ground, they're talking about snitches, spies, traitors. That's what they're talking about. And so they used that to overthrow the government. They did it in Somalia. They're doing it in Mali. They're doing it in, they did it in Iraq, right? They're doing it in Syria. They're using aid programs. What did they do in Ukraine, right? What did Nuland say? We invested $5 billion to overthrow the government of Ukraine. And now that they've installed their puppet government, they are now putting all the blame on Russia for what they did, right? America is the world's mess maker. 115, page 115, Fall of America. This is what Muhammad says. America brought all of her troubles upon herself. She alone, she don't have no partners with this. Yeah, Britain and all the rest of them, but listen to what he says. She alone is to be charged with being the cause of the troubled world and people today. America loves meddling into other people's affairs. She just cannot stay out of other people's business, whether they be a 2 cent worth soapbox teacher or presidents and kings of countries. America's action fits the description of the prophecy in the Bible, the beast has eyes around about. This refers to the mechanical listening devices with which America listens in on other people's private affairs, as well as her listening in on foreign governmental affairs. This also refers to her powerful telescopes. America goes abroad and makes war against other people. Then she charges them with making war against her when she is the one who is guilty of the war making. Tell me if Elijah Muhammad didn't tell us the truth on this. What about PRISM? What about the spying? What about the intel satellites, her powerful telescopes, which she uses to listen in on the affairs of people and governments? This was said before there was a NSA, a PRISM, right? He has it down pat of her actions and her ways and her thoughts and how she uses her scientists. This is what he says on, I think, 1, 2, let me flip to 220. I think it's 2. Oh, yeah, here we are, 222. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here. There is the great calamity of starvation and great destruction of health and of lives by the use and administering of poisonous drugs, which is practiced upon those who are free and those who are bound. What has been known as America is threatened today with total, not part, but total destruction. America is destroying herself in her effort to destroy her black slaves. The water and air of America are being polluted by chemical bacteriologists. And listen to what he says right here. He says, America's scientists of war conducts dreadful experiments on how best to kill human beings by the millions and wipe out the life of whole continents. This is what Muhammad says. Let's see if he's telling us the truth. You heard what they said about using the AIDS program in Cuba, right, to destabilize. Now listen to what they say, what happened. In Pakistan. Oh, the devil is not going to let us listen to it. Well, anyway, brothers and sisters, America has been found out. Pakistan had almost eradicated polio, and America paid the corrupt governments prior to Sharif to allow them to set up aid things in the rural area. And what America was doing was using the polio vaccination program and not injecting them with cures, but she was actually spreading the polio disease. And now I think they said about 20% of Pakistan is now suffering from polio, a disease that was nearly eradicated, right? And this didn't happen until America started injecting them. See? Muhammad says, America's scientists of war conduct dreadful experiments on how best to kill human beings by the millions and wipe out the life of whole continents. Isn't that how AIDS came to Africa? Huh? This is a beast, a vicious beast, and there's no safety zone other than in Allah and his messenger. You cannot run from this beast. He's everywhere. And that's why the book asks the question with affirmative and says, who is able to make war with the beast except the lamb? Because the lamb has been properly prepared. He has been properly armed, but not with carnal weapons, but with that spiritual two-edged sword to take the head of this society off and expose the foundation and remove it. Right? Brothers and sisters, I hope you are understanding what is actually taking place in America. I hope that you see that everything that you have held dear to you is being removed because we are in these perilous times. And that's why Muhammad, as I was saying earlier when I was bothered by this phone call, I was headed towards this. Muhammad says, hurry, hurry, hurry. That means he has put an emphasis on you making a great, great, great effort towards joining on to your own kind. Because the time is at hand. And he tells us what he means by that. He says, the judgment of America has now come, right? We see it with our own eyes that America is in trouble. I want you to listen to this, brothers and sisters, please, okay? And please, as we listen to this, I want you to take an interest in learning more about Elijah Muhammad and saving yourself from the coming destruction of America economically, militarily, in every area of her society. I want you to pay close attention to what the devil is saying about what's coming here. So we're seeing that the devil is blocking Eclipse today. Oh, it's okay. We got plenty more. If he can block all of them, that's good. We're going to go more, okay? But I want you. This devil is something else, right? Well, listen to this right here, okay? Maybe he will allow this to come through, all right?
Yeah, we're still in New York, not far from Broadway, where I believe still playing Les Miserables. Oh, it's a story about some guy gets thrown in jail for 20 or 30 years for stealing a cigarette. Wait a minute, is that Les Miserables or Ferguson, Missouri? Stacy?
Yes, Maxwell, that is about injustice, the injustice that led to the independence that was the French Revolution, as Voltaire would say. People are angry with the injustice. Now I'm going to show you a tweet from novelist Harry Kunzrow. Rich white lady steals $1,600 in clothes, gets shot 6 times in head. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, gets 5 days community service. Typo. This is referring to a woman named Kate Meckler. She's the daughter of a very prominent property developer here in New York City. They have a famous house out in Southampton where As Good As It Gets was filmed. Very rich lady. Stole a pair of jeans, a top, and a jacket worth $1,600. She got 5 days community service.
Eric Holder, the musical, now on Broadway. Well, this brings up a number of topics. First of all, yeah, there's a huge injustice. If you're a rich white lady, you don't have to serve any time. You don't get hassled by the police. You can steal all day long and there's no problem. If you're a black kid in Ferguson, Missouri, then you get shot in the head 6 times. But the other question is, why is there a compulsion to steal amongst a rich white lady out in the Hamptons? It's because everybody out in the Hamptons and everybody on Wall Street has made their money by stealing. So it's a habit that they have developed over the years that they can't break. So they need to steal because they're addicted to stealing.
You see that? You don't hear about that on Fox News, do you? Right? Now, they're talking about a man, they tried to demonize the brother in Ferguson about a bag of chips, right? This man got 6 shots, 2 to the head. Those are execution type killings, right? And this woman goes, a rich woman at that, goes in, she didn't have to do it, but she was addicted to it. Stole a $1,600 pair, well, first of all, I didn't know jeans were worth $1,600. But she stole a $1,600 pair of jeans and didn't get no time, no shots, no harassment, no FaceTime. And don't you see the injustice of America? This is what we're trying to bring home to you. She's a hypocrite abroad, and she's a hypocrite at home. So God is justified in removing her. And this, we connected with England, right? I know you're saying, well, where are you going with this? Listen, brothers and sisters. The Bible teaches us, and prophecy says, that Babylon had some daughters coming up, right, who would fulfill the history of Babylon. They would have the same type of history of ancient Babylon. They would be rich. They would be powerful. And they would be rulers, right? We can look back prior to America being the global hegemon. England was the global hegemon, right? So these two have conquered the world and have enslaved people and are still doing it today. They fight side by side regardless of the lies, right? Because they both share a similar fate. And that's why when Allah, through his messenger, teaches us in the fall of America, about the fall of America, he teaches us that America's fall is England's fall. She must go through the same type judgment, right? She too will be destroyed by the plagues, right? This is what Elijah Muhammad teaches us. This is what the Bible confirms, and this is what time is now bearing witness to. England and America have similar histories, and that's why when the world went off the gold and silver standard, Muhammad didn't say the doom of America and England was sealed. He put it the other way. He said the doom of England and America was sealed. So they are tied. The economic situation is tied together. So when one collapses, the other one will, right? Well, let us see if Elijah Muhammad's words hold anyway, all right? And we're going to go back to the fall of America after we listen to these two short clips. Each one of them are about 5 or 6 minutes apiece. But I want you to pay close attention to what they're saying is happening in England. Then I want you to see what they're saying is happening in America. And we'll see if these are truly perilous times, okay? All right, let's listen.
The collapse will tear down the curtain which hides the reality of the current economic setting in the UK. It is a contagion that is spreading throughout the nations because of the same political and monetary policies of maximum debt and greed. Unknowingly, the public is finding themselves with less and less money to save, and it has appeared to be near the end now. There is no way to escape the inevitable. Watch for the signs of the crash and hang on. This is 5 reasons why the UK economy will collapse. Of course, this is not a definitive list, and of course, there are more reasons. Some have more weight than others, but these are just some things to think about. I have received many requests for individual countries, and I will be going through many of these and putting them in a playlist. So right now, this is about the UK. Now, this is one positive thing I will mention, that the British pound sterling is its own currency. They did not get forced onto the euro. That would have destroyed the country completely, but they have managed to stay within their own currency, a very important thing. Now, the unfortunate thing is that a lot of their laws are created by the EU. They do not make their laws, and here you can see what proportion of the UK laws comes from Brussels. Now, they say there's, you know, many different calculations and formula depending on how you use it. However, if we take the last statistic at the bottom there, you're looking at about half of the laws not being created by their own government. And that's where you have a tyranny setting in. When you have unelected technocrats making the laws for a nation, this spells disaster for the future. And you can see that happening big time in other countries in the EU. It is not a good idea to have somebody else that's not elected, even if they are phony elections, to have somebody else make those decisions. I see that as a very bad sign of the future. They're also really getting into the quantitative easing, the Bank of England sticking with only, they say, no more than 375 billion of this quantitative easing, although that is definitely lower than what the U.S. is doing. It's still a significant portion of this so-called quantitative easing, monetary printing, credit increasing, whatever you want to call it. It's all devaluation of the dollar, and that is a big problem for them. This is the debt in the UK itself, and of course there are many different calculations. It depends on what you include. You don't want to use the government statistics, that's for sure. Here is one of these statistics showing up to 900% debt to GDP ratio, and that is something that you cannot withstand at all. Now, this seems like a very high estimate. I've seen much lower. However, the fact remains is that it is much, much greater than 100% of the GDP, and that is entirely unsustainable, and it will collapse undoubtedly. This is a big, big fear. Bank of England hasn't cracked the mystery of UK productivity collapse. They're saying that they have a big problem with their productivity, and they're using the word collapse right here. That's the Wall Street Journal. This is a big problem. And why is that the case? Why is there low productivity right now? Well, that goes into one of the things I'll bring up in one of the next articles here. First, I'll discuss this. UK student loan system near collapse. It is another problem that they are having with the UK students not being able to pay back their debt. Why? Because they can't get good jobs. That's the problem. Same in the US, where these individuals, they go to school for many years, they come out with this such a large student debt, and they simply can't pay it off with the jobs that they can find, which are generally part-time, they're low wages, so on and so forth. So you have a very big problem, and it's particularly interesting when we include this next article. UK avoids triple dip recession with better than expected 0.3% GDP growth. And they're happy about this. They're saying this is an economy fit for the future. They're saying that this is, you know, really starting to look bright, so on and so forth. They had a double dip recession, and they were looking into a triple dip recession, and they are proud about essentially zero growth. This is what it has come to now, where even with all this quantitative easing, all of these low interest rates and all their other games that they're playing, you're still getting essentially 0% growth. And that is the future. That's what I'm talking about here. Because you want to talk about what's happening with productivity, you have no real growth because all the jobs are shipped overseas. This is big, very big in the UK, and it's very big in the US when you're left with nothing but the retail jobs and so on and so forth. When all the manufacturing jobs have left, there's nothing going on and nothing really to look bright into the future. You look at who's making.
Now, that's, you notice that every time he hits something on the head, he tied it in with the U.S. The same thing that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did back then, 70 years ago, 60 years ago, 50, 40, 30 years ago. Even up to the day, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teachings are being proven daily, brothers and sisters. All we have to do is go into the news and just point to something and show you that this man, if he was not a man of God, then how can he be so accurate on everything? Huh? You still don't believe. Listen what they're saying about the situation facing America, okay? Let us listen.
We are already in a state of crisis, and many are waking up to this fact. No longer are the media outlets providing us with factual data to determine how bad the economy really is. As a result, government and big corporations have colluded in order to steal what they can as the ship sinks. This crisis is for certain because there are now so many obvious and measurable ways a declining trend is occurring. Take charge of this information and prepare. I'm going to show you six charts that will dictate to you that an economic collapse has begun. Let's get into this information first. 4 in 10 U.S. households are straining financially 5 years after the Great Recession. And the issues that they talk about are pretty interesting. Look at this. They have tight credit, soaring education debt, and profound issues relating to savings and retirement. And that's according to a new Federal Reserve study. Now, I talk about this all the time, these very issues, that people are cash-strapped. They are, those individuals who have graduated from university are basically having a big problem with their debt. And of course, savings and retirement. Why? Because money isn't buying what it used to. Look at the bottom. 40% reported last fall that their families were just getting by or struggling to do so. And more people said that their financial situation was worse off than it was at the recession. Of course, this is exactly how it works. Now, when I say just getting by, imagine when the food prices continue to increase. What do you think is going to happen? Now, let's get into the charts that I promised you right here. Now, new home sales, you can see this massive decline in new home sales. But if you read the news, they make it sound like everything is good. Because why? It has come up slightly. Absolutely slightly in here, and you can see over the past couple years it is up, but it is nowhere near where it was during the housing boom, fueled by low interest rates, fueled by regulations or a relaxing of the regulations allowing anybody and everybody to buy a home. But now you have a glut of millions of homes just sitting there, and it is becoming a big problem. Do not be fooled by the mainstream media. What about this? Change in population, 2012 to 2013, you could see a mass exodus occurring in certain cities across the U.S., including Detroit, and you could also see Flint, Michigan on the right-hand side there. And why is this happening? Because the jobs are leaving, and the jobs have been shipped overseas, and the regulations have pushed the jobs overseas, and companies are going elsewhere because they simply do not want all of these regulations. They want to increase profits, and many of them are taking advantage of the loopholes that allow them to profit big time from this. At the same time, the individual citizen in the U.S. is losing out. Real median household income in the 21st century, you could see how it is down significantly, and it peaked out there at minus 10%, almost 11%. And this is the unfortunate fact, is that individuals do not have enough money to continue on with their life. They are struggling significantly, and this is a chart that shows that. You cannot avoid this information. And here's a few charts I'll show you here. Not in the labor force. This is the BLS statistics here. And you could see from the beginning, 1975, all the way till today, that this is an obvious fact. It is going up and up and up. And they will not show these statistics because they show the truth. They want to show this unemployment statistic, which is completely manipulated. I'll scroll down for another chart here. And this is civilian labor force participation rate. And you could see how year over year declining. And this has been going on since basically the beginning of 2000. And it has been declining significantly. And you could see where the trend line is going. There's going to be a big, big crash here. Individuals are unable to afford anything when they can't get work. Let's go down quickly. Just another chart here showing, once again, the real median household income in the United States. You can see the trend line. You can see where it's heading. You could see that is a declining factor, and I'm just bringing you that information that the mainstream media simply will ignore. And this is another one. It's not really technically about the U.S., but all markets are interconnected, and I wanted to show you it because it's pretty amazing. Presenting the Japanification of Europe. Look how accurate these two charts are, basically going ahead and in sync with each other. It is almost identical. Now, that is one of the big problems you have when you have these computer algorithms running the stock market. They could be following after this one, who knows, but it is almost identical, and that is very frightening because that would mean a big crash. If there's a crash in Europe, it will undoubtedly bring that and spread it elsewhere, and this is going to be a big problem for the future. Ultimately, the central theme of what I wanted to talk about is a diagram from my book and how money is being devalued year over year. You cannot avoid that. You have to look at this and take it seriously because, look, this is the diagram showing you. $100 bill, $1,900 would buy you a car, $1,950 buy you a motorcycle, and the year 2000, it gets you nothing but a bus pass. And these are it's just a diagram, it's just an illustration, but basically showing you that money is worth less and less year over year, and that is an unfortunate fact. Families are fine.
You said in the 1900s, $100 would buy you a car. 1950s, it would buy you a motorcycle. And today, it will only buy you a bus pass. Can you see? He has the charts up, but we had to change it from video to audio so that you could understand exactly what is going on. And you still are walking around with your head cut off. You still acting like you don't see what's going on. You don't feel what's going on. And the whole world is collapsing, especially the American imperial power. I want you to listen to this two-minute clip here, okay? I'm trying to get as many as I can in for you because I want to go somewhere with this. Listen to this.
This past week, we saw yet another all-time high from the S&P 500, the 28th record close this year. But a new report on household income revealed that many Americans continue to struggle. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here. Jill, on one hand, Americans see the stock market continuing to climb. On the other hand, their own household incomes under pressure.
What gives? I know. It's really hard to imagine. But if we look at average household income adjusted for inflation, it's just a touch under $54,000 right now. And the good news is that over the past 3 years, that is up by 3.8%. There's the good news. Now here comes the bad news. Since the end of the recession 5 years ago, incomes are down by 3.1%.
Is this because Americans who had been out of work go back to work at lower salaries?
It's partially, but there's a longer-term trend here. If we go back to the year 2000, incomes are 5.9% below where they were 14 years ago. Three big factors around that. Globalization has really pushed down wages all across the globe. Technology has really made a lot of jobs obsolete. And then we have corporate America, which is really concerned with shareholder value, much more so than giving workers big raises.
But that raises a very important question. How is the economy supposed to improve if people don't have disposable income to spend?
It's a great question. And on Friday, when Janet Yellen delivered her speech from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, one of the things she said was she's not really happy with the economy being where it is. In other words, we've made progress, but without Americans getting wage growth and the labor market continuing, we will not get to what she would call a normal economy.
It's all about definitions of progress.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Jill, thank you. Thank you.
In words, what Janet Yellen did, and we'll use a little street lingo here, she tried to polish up a turd. She knows that the economy is a turd, and she tries to polish it up. This is what the devil does. You see how she say, well, the good news is such and such, but the bad news is this and that. And the bad news way outweighs the good news. And even the good news is a lie with them. You understand? This is the way the devil is. And if you follow the devil, if you believe in the devil, he will lead you astray. As Messenger Elijah Muhammad teaches us, if the devil gains your trust, you all but gone. You all but done, brothers and sisters. If he gains your trust and you believe that this economy is going to rebound, but we go back to how they keep talking about the jobs are being shipped over out of America and out of the West. And they said it with England. They said it with Europe. They said it with America. They said that the trade is down, right? They said the manufacturing is down. Why is manufacturing is down? Because there's no order. There's no orders. So you don't produce things that you don't have orders for. So that means that your trade suffers, right? What did Elijah Muhammad teach us in the Theology of Time, how Allah brings this devil to naught? He goes to work against their trade, to destroy their trade, right? And then he tells us there will be no jobs. Didn't he say that? He said that at a time when they had trillions in trade, right? He said that at a time when people were flocking to the West for jobs, right? But we're looking at it today. And what is his word saying to us? That Elijah Muhammad has told us the truth, and that what you were seeing was almost what we call the light bulb effect. You know, before a light bulb goes out, it gets bright before it fizzles out. And you would think that that light bulb has plenty more days to go. And all of a sudden, it's just out. That's the same thing. They had all of those jobs, all of that trade, right? And all of a sudden, it fills it out. And they don't say that the stuff happened today, even though we're seeing the effects of it today. They say this goes back to 2008. This goes back to 2000. This goes back to 1971. They tell you this because they realize that this is the light bulb effect. And they know that the death started then, right? Because they are in these perilous times. But again, we tie all of this into the fall of America and the fall of England. This is what Muhammad says right here. I want you to pay close attention. He says, in Jeremiah, the Bible, we see a daughter of ancient Babylon. He calls the people the daughters of ancient Babylon. These people are not the old parents, but they are the daughters from the parents. The daughter of ancient Babylon refers to a more late and modern civilization whose people give themselves over to the practice of the same evil that the people of ancient Babylon practiced. But the modern people were more capable of improving on the practices of the people of ancient Babylon. Therefore, He calls the modern people the daughters of ancient Babylon. In Isaiah, Bible 47:1, it asks this people, the daughter of Babylon, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Listen to what he says. The daughters of Babylon seem to have been a very rich people, and they had fallen from a state of great wealth. Isaiah used Babylon as a pretty girl whose lovers used to be plentiful because of her wealth and attractiveness. Now she has become ill-looking and has no more attraction upon the people. So he said, sit down in the dust. You are no more respected and attractive to the people. The prophet Jeremiah warned ancient Babylon that she had a daughter coming. This daughter meets the fate destined for Babylon. She was made to be taken. Now he goes from singular to plural, from plural to singular, and back. So these terms are interchangeable now. All right? Are you listening? I hope you understand it. Now listen to what he says right here. We'll go over. He says, a careful observer or seeker of the truth of the time and history being made in these times can easily see how well the history of ancient Babylon, its rulers, and its people fits in with the histories of the rulers of the people of America and England. Case closed. Don't you see them tied? Then you just hear this guy give the same synopsis, same theory, same conclusion on what's happening in the economies? Huh? Because they are the daughters of Babylon and they were made to be taken. They were made to be destroyed, brothers and sisters. And we're watching it. And you have been blessed to see all of these things and recognize that God is on the scene and he is mighty. You know, I'm going to bring in, brother, I know the time is limited. We had this scheduled for an hour. We have problems sometimes scheduling it for an hour and a half. You know how Blog Talk Radio does these things with us. And we were still not able to schedule a show for Saturday, but we're going to schedule it. They won't let us schedule it in bulk sometimes, and then they make us wait right up to the last minute or the morning of the show to schedule another show. This is how they do. But I want to bring something to your attention. A brother wrote me on, and he said he had been listening, just doing his own research and listening to all of the so-called Black Power and Black informative shows across Blog Talk Radio's spectrum. And he says, by far, this show is the most powerful and informative show on Blog Talk Radio. We know that, but we thank him for saying that. And it's not that we say that because we're the host of it. No, we're saying it because we know that we're using the blueprint of divinity, the messenger's teachings. And when you do that, you cannot help but be the most powerful because you've got the most powerful messenger ever. You've got the most powerful word ever from the most powerful God ever. So how could you not be the most powerful show when you are trumpeting the most powerful messenger, the most powerful message, and the most powerful God for the most powerful nation ever created, the Black nation, right? All praise is due to Allah, but you hear it, and the brother, and that brother right there, he gives his time to, and I really appreciate it, and the brother, he sends what he can from time to time. But I want to get to something, because I want to shame you, Black man and Black woman. Especially you so-called lovers of this truth, who always are acknowledging this truth and who always love the show. And I want to shame you something. On the Hiram's 1555 blog, we've been up for roughly about, the donation key has been up for roughly about a little under 3 months, like 2.5 months, I believe. And in that time, we have raised $625 to keep the Hiram's 1555 blog and the show up. Right? $625 in 2 months, right? Now, antiwar.com, I'm looking at the chart right now. The devils. See, you say you believe in Master Farad, Mom. You say you believe in Black Power. You say you believe in separation. You believe in this and you believe in that. But Jesus tells us that faith without works is dead. Didn't he say that? He says faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these three, it ain't faith. It ain't hope. He said it's charity. And the Quran teaches us about being niggardly. You can learn all you want. You can know the teachings verbatim. The devil knows them. You can bear witness that the messenger is the messenger. The devil bears witness. You can bear witness that Master Farad Muhammad is God. The devil bears witness to that. That ain't saving the devil, though, right? Listen to this from Antiwar.com. Started theirs about 2.5 weeks ago, right? Their chart. They're at $63,000. I started the donation button on the Heinz 1555 blog nearly 3 months ago, $625, and we're appreciative of that, who gave it. And it was started theirs 3 weeks ago, I believe, and they have $63,000. And yet you say you believe that Master Farad Muhammad is God. You believe the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger. You believe that this is the most powerful show for truth anywhere on earth. You believe. I'm going to tell you what Jesus says. Faith without works is dead. You understand? Why don't you put your belief in action and help us to maintain this truth? We want to get reporters. We want to get these people that are going out of work, that'll be freelance writers for the website, so that we can keep you informed. And that we can bear witness to the messenger's teachings and bring it to you, because nobody else knows how to do it like this. Nobody else can do this like this. Go listen to them, what they're saying. You don't get this amount of information. You don't get it in its in-depth like this. The depths of what we're saying, you know it. You just stingy. It's hell. But that'll be a condemnation against yourself, because we are in these perilous times. And I just wanted to put that out there for you. As I bring in our brother minister, and I'm going to let him take 5 or 10 minutes. I know the show is going on, but he's going to take him 5 or 10 minutes to speak to the people. I don't care if it is. We're going to extend it for 5 or 10 minutes for Brother Minister John to get him a few words in, brothers and sisters. So I'm going to bring in the dear brother. Brother Minister John, I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God who came in the person of one master, Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. We forever thank Allah, thank Allah, thank Allah for coming and raising up among you and I, our beloved leader, teaching guide, the most honorable and humble, Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are living in the judgment of the world, the judgment of the world in which we are living. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, the strong take advantage of the weak, and the weak submit to the demands of the strong. But let us understand today, what is it that we are looking for? You're looking for peace, and you're looking for justice. But we must remember, peace has its foundation in truth and justice. And where there is no foundation in truth, there is no justice. So people are looking for justice, and they are looking for peace, and they are looking for the foundation in truth. But the people are not taking on the clothes of truth. They're taking on the clothes of falsehood. That's why you can't find justice in the clothes of falsehood. That's why you're marching and chanting, being shot down like rats and roaches, because the whole process that you're looking for in the white man's world is a game in the power of politics. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, you must come back to truth. Truth will get you justice. Truth will get you peace. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Almighty God Allah brought to us the word, a good word. The good word that he brought to us, that the white man is the devil and the black man is God, and you are not coons and monkeys, but you are the original man and you are the original woman. The good news, the good word that he brought. And I said to you today, with all of the trouble that has taken place in America, everybody looking for justice, but justice cannot come in, cannot be processed through falsehood for peace, because the falsehood and the foundation of falsehood is not truth. It is falsehood. But the foundation of truth is justice and peace and contentment. And there you and I today, the so-called American Negro, cannot achieve it. That's why you're marching from New York to California and from California to Missouri. You cannot. Why? Because there is something that have you messed up. You are being influenced by personality rather than the truth itself. You are being shadowed. That's why truth cannot come in, because you turn a deaf ear to the voice of God. Because you are leaning and spreading the word of falsehood, because you refuse to listen and submit to the man of the hour that was shared and bring to you and I the sure foundation that will give us truth and justice and peace. And that foundation is Islam, as taught to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He is the foundation. Upon this rock, I'll build my house, or the book said, my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That foundation is the truth and justice that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. There are many people know this, but they won't teach that, nor will they let their followers come in to hear that, because they have in their heart a disease, and that disease keeps them from coming and submitting to Allah. And Allah will continue to whip them, whip America, the white man, the black man, the brown man, and the yellow man. Allah will continue to whip them severely by the rain, by earthquakes, by confusion. And he have let loose the angels that they are going for through and for the earth, taking and showing you God's will. Let thy will be done on earth. So I say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, as the truth and justice run rampant today in the world with the angels of God and the servants of God, I say to you, fear not. Allah is the man of the hour. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we live. And my beloved brothers and sisters, as we hear this truth and we see our people showing little regard for truth because they refuse to recognize the truth. They have little regard for it. They don't love it. They don't want it. But I say to you, don't you turn a deaf ear to the voice of God today, lest you lose your life, as I turn it back in the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad. As I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, thank you, my brother. Wa alaykum salam. And I want to say to you all, brothers and sisters, please help us to keep the show and the website going. Show your love and your appreciation for the truth that God gave to his messenger. You know, the time and the effort that we put into this. We just want you to do your part. You don't have to get out in the streets. This is being trumpeted everywhere. Thousands of people listen to this. Thousands of people go to the website. Help us to inform those people and empower those people who may not have your type of understanding, who may be just trying to learn the truth of God. Help us, because these are perilous times. Lest you be niggardly towards us and yourself and find yourself destroyed even after learning and being able to recite the teachings verbatim. Remember, the Quran teaches us that God saves those who strive in his way from the niggardliness of their own soul. Let us all do our part. We'll be up front. Some of you are listening. We'll stand up front and we'll defend the teachings, because we know that we have a God and a messenger backing us in an entire nation. Now you help us to do what we're doing as we go out. But we just got a hand up. Hopefully, brother, I'm going to answer you. I'm not going to go off there. The 410, I'm going to answer you. And I'm going to ask you to please be brief, because the time is limited and we're going off there. Usually I just go to the music and go out, but I'm going to answer you, okay? 410, you're on the Star and Crescent Report. We say unto you, As-salamu alaykum. 410. Okay. Well, brothers and sisters, again, stay focused on the messenger. Stay focused on his God and stay focused on his message. And make sure you let that seed of truth drop in the fertile ground of your heart. We go out in the same way we came in, and both their names with love. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roads we take.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.